Oh, we welcome Joe P to KVNA this evening. And Joe's going to start off with, he's got his acoustic guitar here, so he's going to do a little performance for us, play a few of his songs acoustically. Welcome, Joe.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. Hey, listen, I was ready to just play right away. So
all right, okay.
Either way, that's I'm better.
Well,
at
let's
that.
Do that. Let's open up with the song that introduced you to us here at KVNA, okay. Song Off My Mind, Joe P, live on KVNA.
I think a ways to tell you I'm fine. One more vodka soda, then you'll never even know that I'm lying. I used to wonder why you never said goodbye, but now you're off my mind. Myself another lover, God, I love her, I'll never stop. Take her out and drive around and show her all of our favorite spots. I used to sit and cry, and I felt like I could die. But now you're off my mind. Ooh. And we'll be better by this summer. You'll come out from underneath your coat. I'll be making toast in the tub with all my ducks in a row. Wearing all still put my hand around the headrest in my Honda Accord. But no one's there to hold on to the wheel while I let go anymore. You're every car that passes by, every blonde hair in the corner of my eye. But now mind. I can't believe what they're saying. You don't live in Jersey anymore. You went to fight off your genetics, and you heard the West Coast had the cure. Now you watched the kids grow up while you're just getting old. So sure, and now you never know. But it's okay, yeah, it's alright, 'cause I'm too far from you to fall in love tonight. Oh no, no, no. In a row, wearing all of my clothes. Yeah. Jump off and nobody knows. Oh. But now
there's Joe P. Off My Mind on KVNA FM. I'm Dennis Constantine with Joe P. here in the studio. He's got the full band tonight in Flagstaff at the Orpheum Theater. Looking forward to seeing you tonight.
Yeah,
any special treats for Halloween tonight?
You know, we do what we always do, which is we were on tour exactly at this time last year. Same thing, West Coast.
Right.
And again, it was like a project being due in fifth grade all over again. I was like, oh my gosh, it's Halloween. It's tomorrow or it's today, whatever. And we scrambled and whatever. But it turned out pretty good. So between right now and the show, we're going to figure it out. So we also don't know what that treat is, but I'll let you know.
Now, that song we just played was a song that came out of some of the sessions that you had during the pandemic.
Yeah.
And we think about the pandemic and how we were all kind of locked in our homes. And
yeah.
It was such a strange thing that we all went through, wasn't it?
It was so strange. It was strange, and it was also, I was allowed to be normal in my element, because it was like, I always make this joke that I'm like, people are like, you know, was it crazy making music during COVID? I was like, yeah, but I got to be honest. There's something about the fact that on Fridays, people, you know, hitting me up saying, let's go to the bar, let's go to the beach. And now no one is, because no one can do it.
Right.
And I was like, oh, I'm not weird anymore for being in my basement. This is great. So I went from antisocial to just normal. It was great.
And in your basement, you started doing those nightly sessions, which,
yeah.
you know, you brought you like 300,000 plus you know, people who were following you. That was just amazing.
It was wild. It was the only way to get my kicks of like playing. That's what was weird. I was like, that really taught me a lot about how much I love playing or love just performing or something, because recording, whatever, even recording when there's not this like end goal of playing it live, even that's hard to do. Like, it was hard to record during COVID because it was hard to fathom the idea of, am I ever going to play live ever again?
Yeah.
And that really is what you want. That's my main thing. I care way more about people coming to see me than I care about them, you know, like hearing my song somewhere. I'd rather them hear it in the building while I'm playing it live than I would anywhere else. So, it was a weird thing. And the live streams were like the only like way I could get it. I was like, all right, let me see if this works. Probably not. Sure enough, I see a few people sign on and I got that feeling. I was like, I got to be good. Okay, here we go. Made me feel good. Made me feel a little more normal.
And that kind of led to your record contract with Atlantic Records, too, right?
Yeah, the whole thing. I mean, everyone, I guess, was just in the same boat as far as, you know, I guess they were just sitting home instead of going to shows looking for artists. They were like, oh, they're kind of just uploading videos of themselves. This is easier for us. They're probably hoping they could just do that forever. And then it was just Zoom call after Zoom call with boring label people after the next boring label people. And talking about, it was like two different languages. Like, you're sitting there and you're like, music. And they're like, money. And you're like, okay, so it doesn't work. And then I found Neon Gold, which was this more kind of like indie label that was connected to Atlantic still,
right.
But and that felt cool because it felt like I was talking to a band. It felt like I was talking to musicians. So cool. Like, they started in a, you know, like a dorm in college. Like, so it had this kind of grassroots thing about it that I think I was like, that's the one. So that was our first initial contact to a label. Did that for a little bit, for a couple EPs, and then it just kind of got naturally, organically bumped up to Atlantic. So it was a nice way to do it, I think. It wasn't so just like big major label out of nowhere. You know what I mean?
And being connected with a big major label like Atlantic Records, have they tried to impose their will on you or change you in any way?
Not yet. I mean, they might. I mean, the thing is, I think what's good about the fact that they signed me was that they probably were like, okay, cool. This TikTok thing, everyone's uploading videos. But the difference is, like, I think there's people that got record deals off of TikTok that never played a show in their life. They've never played anywhere. They've never played they don't know what it's like to play in the corner of a bar for no one.
Yeah.
And someone like throw a tomato at you. Like, they don't know that feeling. Cause those are the moments you really dig down and find out how much you love it. Like, I've done things where I'm like, wow, I really must love this because, you know, I'm here doing this at this bar and there's a guy throwing out, you know, it's just crazy. So without that stuff, if you just upload a video of you in your bedroom and then next thing you know, you can sell out all these big rooms and go on tour, there's not anything there for those people to see you on tour to take in. Like, they go, oh, cool, we get to see the little quick flash in the pan situation. And then why would you go back, though? Because they didn't really have something for you to latch onto. So I think with Atlantic, they kind of signed me like, maybe he's going to be like that. And then little did they know, I'm just crazy. And I'm like, no, like, I've played a million shows. I record everything myself. I can make videos, you know. So I think they've realized at least that it's like, I think our best chance with him is like letting him kind of just go crazy. You know what I mean? Like, we can like shape these other people. But with him, I think it's a little more like, let him do his thing, because I think that's why we liked him in the first place.
Yeah.
That's kind of the idea.
That's so great.
Good. Yeah.
Well, since you got your guitar in your hand there, you want to play another song for us here?
Let's do it.
All right. Okay.
girls, your daddy home? Did he go and leave you all alone? Oh no, I got a bad desire. Oh, I'm on fire. Tell me now, baby, is he good to you? And can he do the things to you that I do? Oh no, I could take you higher. Oh, I'm on fire. Sometimes it's like somebody took a knife, baby, edgy and dull, and cut a 6-inch valley through the middle of my skull. At night I wake up with the sheets soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of my head. Only you, you can cool my desire. Oh, I'm on fire.
KVNA-FM, Dennis Constantine with Joe P. in the studio. Well, a little tribute to your home, Asbury Park.
That's right. Yeah, Bruce.
What was that like growing up in Asbury Park?
So you know what? I really grew up in North Jersey in this town called Sparta. So that was like, I grew up there. And then Asbury Park was just like the coolest place to go to pursue music and a scene that wasn't New York City, because New York City was so expensive. So I was like, all right, I'm not going to get an apartment for, you know, $1 million a month there and go broke, and, you know, they're so saturated, it's New York City. And then Asbury Park was just like this cool kind of, I mean, up and coming is not right, but it's like, it has always had these moments where it's been like a great place to be, and then 60s and 70s, it kind of went down, and then, you know, you just see all these things, and it was on its way back up, I feel like. And it was just like this great place, and I moved there, it was super cheap, which is great. And just a million venues to play, the Stone Pony, yeah. Wonder Bar, all this history and stuff. And that's where I really learned about Bruce. Because in North Jersey, it wasn't as big of a thing. Because he isn't like the president of that area of New Jersey. But there in Asbury Park, it's like you can't go get a cup of coffee without like seeing him or hearing about him or someone saying he might show up. You know, it's just, so I was forced to kind of really like learn about him, get into it. And I did.
Now, besides your music, since it's Halloween, let's talk about your love of horror films.
Mm-hmm.
I got to see your short horror film you made about serial killers called If We Run.
Yeah.
And I got to say, I was totally enthralled with it. I think it's awesome. So tell us about, you know, what got you into filmmaking.
Yeah. I mean, music videos come with being a musician,
yeah,
an artist, right? But you can control how much you want to be involved in that by being elaborate. Let's do a video where we do this rather than just stand in front of a thing and lip sync for 3 minutes, you know? So we've always, Tony and I, who plays bass in the band with me, we made every video I've ever made, just me and him. And it's crazy because we just started kind of like pushing ourselves further. Every time we'd come up with a video idea, it was like, I wonder how much we could do for like the least amount of money. And, you know, we'll go get pizza and like sit down and just see something. And then all of a sudden we'll be like, imagine like 1,000 people chasing you down a road. And it's just like, it's all these big ideas that it's like, if we get a good idea that we can say in one sentence, that's usually our rule. It's like, try to make it so you could say it in one sentence and make a stranger go like, oh, that's cool. That's a cool idea. So we start there. And then the rest is just, how do we do this for nothing, for no money at all? You know, and still make it look great. And the answer is that you just have to like ask around. You got to just kind of bend the rules a little bit and kind of try to find ways around. And New Jersey is cool because it is this kind of place where, not like New York City, like everyone from Atlantic thinks we're from when we did this music or the horror movie, they thought we were crazy because we had this nice car, we got all these props, this big house, this set, you know. And they're like, where do you guys have all this stuff? How did you get this? Like, what's the rental on this? We're like, it's all free. Because like when you grow up in the woods of New Jersey, you get really good at just like finding your way and just getting your resources locked in. And you know, someone knows an uncle who has a car and this place is abandoned and, you know, whatever. Where in New York, LA, I think you probably grow up more. It's so saturated with mm-hmm. people doing that stuff that you have to rent. You have to go to a rental house. Yeah, it was a blast.
And it's so good too.
Thanks, man. Yeah, it was fun.
And speaking of videos, I understand that you're making a video on the road. You're staying in Sedona right now, and you shot some of it here.
Yeah, we did. The best shot was here. We, Tony and I, again, with these out for pizza ideas that we have, you know, we just kind of were like, what if I played a song, you're watching someone play a song, and it never stopped. You know, the song went left to right like it does. But rather than just standing in one performance space, and that's the end of it, what if, you know, out of nowhere, the cuts would cut to a different location, outfit, time of day, whatever. And you're at that same part in the song. It's carrying over as if you didn't miss a beat. But we did one yesterday in Sedona. And you got to see this. Big, huge canyon behind me. Big, huge, amazing time of day for it and everything. And
Well, your videos are very creative. I mean, don't want to love you with a skipping rope.
Oh, yeah, you know,
it's really fun stuff.
That was fun.
And we love your new song, Don't Want to Love You, and we'd love to hear you play it acoustically here for us this afternoon.
Let's do it.
All right.
I'm dressed up like a dream, but there's a nightmare underneath it all. No, not what I seem, but you keep coming when I call. I guess you know you won't feel the pain when there's nothing left to hurt, and it's hard to walk away when there's nowhere left to turn. Talk to a sad man that no one else can see. He says, you know, you won't feel the pain when there's nothing left to hurt, and it's hard to drive away when the bridge already burned.
Thank you.
Joe P., Don't Want to Love You here at KVNA, performing acoustically. Joe, so great to see you again. You're at the Orpheum tonight, full band show, and we have a pair of tickets right now that we would love to give out to a KVNA listener who wants to go to the show. So if you'd like to go, I'm going to look for your text at 928-634-2910. Text your name and city, and the first person that gets through with their text will get a pair of tickets to the show. Starts at 8 o'clock tonight at the Orpheum with Good Boy Daisy opening up. Joe P., thank you so much for stopping by today. We love having you and love your music on KVNA.
Thank you very much. Thank you, guys.